This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're with Race Jackson Dean for The Drive Home. It is 17 minutes to 5, which is close enough to quarter to 5. So it means it's time for... Maybe Olivia Benson flashbacks.
Love Olivia.
It's not J-Law. It's not J-Lo. It's Joy Law.
It is, of course, time for our regular Joy Law segment. Joining us are the team from KHQ Lawyers. It is Chris and it is Amelia. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, Amelia, you're new. Hello. We haven't met you before. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Fresh and sparkling. I'm so happy to be here.
We do like fresh and sparkling.
So I am a lawyer with the lovely Christina here.
Lucky.
And... I practice in commercial law, but I have a specialisation in marketing, publications, entertainment and technology, that kind of stuff. So other side of the floor, other side of the firm.
Yeah, we don't really cross paths much.
Oh, because you're family law, yeah?
Correct.
Yeah. But we all get along.
We do.
Nice.
And Amelia's she's been on the radio a fair bit, I think, the young Amelia. Should we reveal who your mother is?
Ooh. My darling mother goes by the name of Dr. Feelgood. So she...
Spent a lot of hours listening to her growing up. Didn't help. I'm still gay. Sorry, Mum.
Yeah, me and the pram at the radio station.
Oh, wow.
So it's in your blood, it's in your DNA.
Yes, maybe.
Well, welcome. So today we're going to be talking about yes and no.
Yes and no campaign. Look, I heard before you were talking about the lovely no in the sky, which was lovely.
Was it no?
Or it was on, or it was ho.
We're not quite sure what
it was. We're not sure, yeah.
Allegedly, no.
But we're assuming it did come from the no campaign. And so we think it's really important today to talk about what you can and can't say, what is and isn't okay, and what you can do if there's something that's being directed at you that is affecting you and affecting your livelihood and other aspects of your life. Now, I can't comment on any of that because that's not the law I do, but the lovely Amelia can. And, you know, how we got to this is I drive home along Johnson Street, and on the corner of Johnson Street and Hoddle Street is a lovely billboard that it's an electric one, and it has on it, "Don't let normal go, vote no." And every time I drive past it, I still get annoyed. And
I feel like that's kind of not in the right place.
It's not
the target market.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not the target market. But still, I drive down there. I know it's there. And still, every time when I pass it, I'm just like, God, you've got to be kidding. Mm. And, you know, it's just a real attack on our families. I've got a young daughter and I'm lucky that she is young enough not to know what's going on. But that's not the case for many, many families. So we thought it'd be great to get Amelia in to talk about this.
Yeah, and we have clients coming to us as well. Not only about their friends and family and things that are happening in the community, but things that are being said about them personally, and that this is not only affecting their emotional state, which is something we can't go past, but having real consequences for their livelihoods, for their ability to work and to, you know, that sort of stuff is actionable at law, and it's serious and needs to be dealt with. So I suppose the first thing to kind of put out there is a lot of people like to hide behind the protection of free speech. Mm. You know, like, yeah.
What does that mean?
Fundamental right to say whatever I want about anyone at any time.
Because there's free speech and then there's hate speech, and where is the line?
Exactly. And sorry to burst all those little bigoted bubbles out there, but we don't actually have free speech in Australia.
Oh, my goodness.
I
got goosebumps, but in a good way.
Bursting bigot bubbles everywhere.
So we're not the US of A. We don't have enshrined rights to free speech in our constitution. We have a very limited right to the freedom of communication on political matters, right? And that is what actually comes up in this context when we're talking about elections, we're talking about things people are doing in government, laws we want to pass.
But this isn't an election.
It's not an election. So under normal circumstances, something like this might be dealt with in the course of an election, right? You elect someone to parliament to pass a law. That's what we do.
Yes.
So we have normal laws in place that say what you can and can't do in an election context. This survey isn't being run by the Australian Electoral Commission, though. It's being run by the ABS. So what they had to do is pass a specific law called the Safeguards Act to try and pull in some of those protections. And there are some of them in place to deal with what people can and can't say here.
But wow. Really, how far does it go?
Yeah, not very, sadly, is the answer. There are a couple of hard and fast rules. The first one is this rule about authorisation. So there obviously wasn't a paid-for notice in the sky underneath that no campaign.
Yeah. I missed it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, someone's falling behind here. But basically, any kind of communication that you get that's in relation to the campaign, that could be a phone call, it could be a letter in your mailbox, it could be an ad on TV.
Text message?
Maybe. those are required to tell you who authorised the message and where they came from.
Oh, that's that little bit at the end that always goes...
This is authorised by...
Yeah, exactly.
Like, most of the time you can't understand, but it's just like...
Yeah. So there's laws that say they have to say that.
Okay.
And that gives us a little bit of protection to say, all right, you can't hide behind anonymity. You have to tell us, own up to the position.
Who you are, yeah.
But other than that, there are some concrete protections for individuals. So those are rules against threats and against vilification. If someone is threatening you and your safety or making any other kind of threat about trying to influence how you're going to vote, that's illegal. Mm-hmm. So if someone's trying to pressure you to vote yes or no, that's illegal and you can make a complaint. The information about where to make a complaint is on the ABS website. Give that a good Google. The other one is vilification. So that's anyone that says, that makes threats to you or that otherwise intimidates you or says really nasty things about you, really nasty things, based on your gender or sexual orientation. There's a specific provision under this Act that says that that is not lawful.
Does it have to be, like, people who are from corporations that are saying this, or can, like, an individual be smacked for saying
an individual can definitely be smacked, spanked on their behinds.
Legally. They might like that.
Smacked by the government.
By the government, exactly. But again, we also have laws, everyday laws, that apply to people who vilify, who incite violence or hatred against people because of some fundamental characteristic of who they are. It's not okay. And if you're experiencing that, you need to reach out. You can, as I said, complain, have a look on the ABS website, talk to a lawyer or your local community legal centre as well.
What we are seeing, guys, and a couple of clients have approached me on this, is online stuff like Facebook. There's a number of a number of Facebook
groups.
Pages.
Yeah,
groups that are, you know, targeting certain individuals by saying, you're gay, you're a teacher, you're a pedophile. You're gay, you're this, you're a pedophile. So it's all going back to pedophilia. Now, if you're a teacher, and especially some in the Catholic education system, that is a disaster. And we've had a couple of people come to that, and I've gone to ACE and said, you know, what's the go with those sorts of things? And yeah, so we've had a chat about that. Do you want to expand on that, ACE? Because I have no idea and I don't want to mislead.
Jump in. The word pedophile, right? This is one of the most damaging, emotional, evocative things that you can call a person in our culture, in our community. And, you know, it's just one of the things that being said about people. But looking at that specifically, you might think that has real world consequences.
Yeah, people lose their jobs just from being accused.
Yep. This is
it. There doesn't even have to be proof.
Yeah. And a lot of people, again, think that they're anonymous on the internet, that, you know, the laws don't apply. The laws do apply. Same way as if you stood up in front of someone in their face, in their workplace, and you called them a pedophile. So one of the personal protections that you have at law is the law around defamation.
Yes.
So this is a big one. Look, and it can be quite costly and complicated to actually sue someone for defamation, but sometimes just a letter from a lawyer saying, hey, what you're doing is against the law, can be enough to get the kind of reaction that you want there, to stop them doing it. But if you have actually lost your job, if you've experienced real damage, then you might want to look at getting compensation.
So is that
making that further?
Is that when you would go straight to a lawyer, or would you still go through the ABS to report
something?
No,
you'd go straight to a lawyer, I think, in those circumstances.
We're talking about those kind of personal concrete consequences. You've suffered real damage. That's something you need to talk to a lawyer about. Now there are defences to defamation, but that's largely truth, right?
Yeah.
And let's be real, we know that all of these kinds of slurs have no basis in reality or fact, right? So you know that's not going to come up, and the onus is on the person making the claim, making the statement, to prove that anyway.
Yeah, good luck,
prove
mate.
That? Yeah, good luck.
And the other thing is, which I had no idea about, and Ace let me in on the gig there, is that you can actually get stuff taken off Facebook. Hey. I'm too busy to know.
It can be done.
It can be done.
So the biggest weapon that we have when it comes to cybercrime, internet tomfoolery, is to use the rules of the social media platform against that person. So
awesome.
These sort of trolls that sit there and they think that they're, in their underwear typing nasty things about people, they live for their access to those environments, for the fact that people are listening to them. And all social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, what have you.
They do take off breastfeeding women, so I assume there is some
other...
Yeah,
if they're going to do that, They have these slightly archaic in some circumstances, but otherwise relatively robust terms of use that govern the things you can and can't say on social media. And you can use the internal complaints mechanisms with these platforms. It can be a little bit slow to move in some circumstances, but the great thing about those mechanisms is you can stand up and complain about something someone's saying, about your friends, about your community, about other people, even where it's not directly affecting you, where you might not be able to sue.
Even if you don't feel able to do it, if it's just too hard for you.
And you don't want to necessarily engage.
Stand up for your friends. Yeah, get out there, make some complaints.
One of the things that I've noticed in I guess, social media, but also in the campaign generally, particularly the No campaign, is the use of false equivalency. Mm. So not so much, I've not actually seen anything on social media accusing anybody of being a paedophile or other slurs, but what I have seen is people saying, if you vote yes, then it will result in my child having to wear a dress to school.
Oh, yeah.
Which is an interesting tactic, and it's crazy. But it'd be very... I guess my question is, where is that batshit crazy type statement? Is there a legal defence for that?
Yeah, it's a really good question. So what we've been talking about so far is the hatred stuff, the stuff that attacks people. But the more insidious stuff is this kind of misinformation, right? And unfortunately, there's not a lot we can do in this space. So in terms of the protections under the Safeguards Act, there is a provision that says you can't mislead people, but it only relates to misleading people about how to vote, not about, consequences of yes or no. So unfortunately, there's not as much protection there as we'd like, and we'll have to try and work on that in future.
This is such a big issue. So Amelia, if there's one message you've got for our listeners to protect themselves in this challenging times, what would it be?
You're not alone. You do have options. Reach out.
Fantastic.
And where can we reach out? How do we get in contact with you?
Guys, you can email contact@khq.com.au and either just attention it to Amelia or myself, and we're more than happy to give you a call and have a chat to you.
And remember, if you are a Joy member and you've heard this here on Joy, you can get a 30-minute, not a 30-hour, 30-minute consultation for free with the KHQ team.
Once again, thank you, Chris and Amelia from KHQ Lawyers,
guys,
for Joy Law.
Thanks.
KHQ Lawyers offer family law advice for the LGBTI community that you can trust.
Our team has expertise in all areas of law relating to rainbow families, including surrogacy, sperm and egg donation agreements, adoption, arrangements for co-parenting and children after separation, and property settlements, including financial agreements.
We provide a free 30-minute consultation and adopt a flexible approach to billing, offering fixed fee arrangements and upfront estimates to suit your requirements.
Find out more and get in touch at khq.com.au. KHQ Lawyers are a proud Joy sponsor.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.